Module 11, Key Financial Levers. There are key financial levers that drive any business. These financial levers may be overlooked, but you do so to the detriment of the business. Identifying the levers is the first step to addressing them correctly. Once you understand these key levers, you will increase your business acumen. Investing in people. People are a key financial lever in any business. People are your greatest asset. The people associated with your business are your customers and your employees. If you do not invest in your people, you are making a disastrous mistake. Employees. Many companies cut back on expenses related to employees to save money. However, this can backfire and cost you qualified people. Consider investing in employees the following ways: training, bonus, fair salary, relationships, opportunity for advancement. Customers. Your job is to anticipate customer needs and wants. You invest in your customers when you offer them what they need. Consider the following customer investments: create new products, develop a customer experience, improve relationships. Effective communication. Business knowledge and acumen are not useful if you are incapable of communicating effectively. Communicating is a key to the success of any business, and it begins with listening. You must actively listen to people so that you can answer their questions accurately. Before you begin a conversation, you should also become familiar with the topic. Communication techniques. Be honest and concise. Communicate honestly and quickly with people. Be clear. Use clear, concise language to avoid confusion. Be polite. Always answer questions and never interrupt. Be friendly. Use a conversational tone and avoid confrontation. Process improvement. Process improvement is used to analyze business processes. It is also used to introduce a new process or changes to existing ones. Benefiting from process improvement requires you to follow some basic steps. Steps to improvement. Identify. Identify processes to change and prioritize the order of the change process. Establish measures. Determine objectives and measures used to determine the performance. Determine and validate. Determine if there are obstacles and the exact path necessary to reach objectives. Support. Get buy-in from leadership. Data. Collect and analyze data from surveys, metrics, etc. Options. Provide different change options. Revise. Revise the project based on the options chosen. Implement. Use change management strategies to implement a plan. Approval. Gain acceptance from stakeholders. Evaluate. Evaluate the success of the process. Goal alignment. Part of looking at the big picture of business is goal alignment. Goal alignment is aligning the goals of all managers and employees with the goals of the business. Aligning individual goals is done at the team level. For example, a team goal to increase production 10% over the next month will affect the individual goals. Team goals are based on the information from cascading goals. These start with goals at the top of the company and change as they cascade down to the different employee levels. Once you have team goals, you can identify your individual goals. Remember, they must be based on company goals. It is also wise to create SMART goals that are specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. Case study. The board of directors of Market Chain approved a plan to decrease labor spending and cut back on customer rewards to increase profit and liquidity. The company initially saved $5 million. After 6 months, however, turnover increased and sales began to fall. Turnover cost the company $3 million, and the estimated sales loss was also $3 million. The results of the information caused the board to reconsider their decision.